That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on? No!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming, man. NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm going to actually ask, can you play that one more time? The whole thing? No, not that. The whole thing.
No! That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
Can I tell you what I thought when I heard that?
Sure.
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Great song. Great single.
You know what I thought? Ramos, get out of there.
No, that's the center fielder's ball. There.
Right, but back off. You stink as a fielder. Don't even go over there.
Oh, man. Dude, who saw this coming, man? Please don't say you.
I mean, it's baseball.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I got a silver lining for the Giants. You got six games against the Pirates. They are a... White Sox are hitting the ball now.
Is he really going to do this?
This
team's 11-20 over their last 31.
No.
But we're going to really make hay against the Pirates.
No, the point is
Earned that right.
And you missed
Keller.
You missed Skeens, right?
On the first series.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Dude, you just have to.
Let's go to Caleb.
Our man.
Caleb's in Livermore. What's up, Caleb?
What's up, fellas? Hey, guys. I gotta come clean finally, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know how you guys say Caleb from Livermore? I currently stay in Livermore, but I'm from Newark, man. You know, Goo knows Newark.
Cougars.
But just one little thing, too, man. I just saw on my Twitter timeline, or X, whatever you call it, I saw Ozzy Osbourne passed away. I know that's kind of your guys' generation or whatever. I don't really know much about him, but I'm sure you guys probably know.
Sure.
Yeah, I said he passed away at 76.
Oh. Didn't he bite that's the one that bit the rat?
I think so. Right. Or bird. One of those.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Was he like a performer or something? I'm not quite
sure. Yeah, he was in a band called Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. But
condolences
to him and his family.
Sure. Rest in peace.
But for real. But look, let's talk about Buster Posey, because I'm hearing people coming for his neck, like he's the worst GM in baseball history. Look, the guy has just come to the team. Look, and this is an A's fan, okay? This is an A's fan. So, look, I think Buster Posey to this point has done a good job. I think he's building the team in the right way. I mean, you've brought in Adames. You brought in Rafael Devers. We saw with Matt Chapman. Now, the Justin Verlander thing hasn't quite worked out to this point, but there's still a lot of time, and people are acting like the season's over, man. There's still a lot of time left, and who knows, they could – end up making a move here real soon. Who knows? But at the end of the day, man, all you need is a chance. And if they get it, you never know what can happen. We say it in sports all the time.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
So I think he's advocating adding at the deadline.
It was a bat.
Oh, my God. Those have rabies. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did he pass?
No.
Yeah.
No. Black Sabbath, you know anything about him?
I heard of it. I was more familiar with Kiss.
Yeah.
Peter Paul, AC.
Black Sabbath was real. Oh boy,
were they one of your?
They're
favorites?
The heaviest of heavy.
Okay,
no,
all right, gotcha.
No, I didn't like them, but yeah.
Rick James.
You've never heard of Iron Man? You never heard that song?
Is that the one they play at the games?
No, not that one.
The college game.
No, this one's. They also have a song that's about 32 minutes called War Pigs.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not this new stuff.
Black Sabbath song should be 32 minutes.
I know. No, but it's about 17.
Still.
Yeah.
I came across a song that's in movies and I was watching because I love stories. Tennessee Whiskey by one Chris Stapleton.
Huh.
And I played it for you. Evan was familiar with it, and you almost threw the phone out of the office. Like, what's your deal? That is a classic.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a great song.
Okay.
We're talking to a guy with no heart.
I'm not disputing that. If you think it's a great song.
You said turn it off.
Well, I was trying to prepare.
All right.
Actually, War Pig's only 8 minutes. Never mind.
32. Dude.
Well, if you play it four times, it's 32 minutes on loop.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You talked to the boss?
For what? He's gone.
But he's like your binky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's like my binky. But you get jealous when I'm in there.
Okay. I'm only jealous of one man. That's Jay-Z. Sean Carter. Well, and Klay Thompson.
Oh, hey.
That's two.
All right. Threw out the first pitch last night.
And threw up. His brother played. So
he's a good athlete.
Yeah. Did Klay play?
Yeah, yes. He was a pitcher in high school.
Way to go. Yeah, he threw that thing. I was impressed.
Harder than you?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Just one other thing I want to be able to do. It.
All right. By the way, let me pass along some news. 49er related.
Pearsall.
So they're starting training camp today. Players report today, and they're going to practice tomorrow. So Shanahan and Lynch were talking to the media. We'll have a lot of that sound. We'll have all that sound for you a little bit later in the show. But in the meantime, here's a couple things that we can pass along. Brandon Ayuk. There is no timetable yet on when he may come back. And
man,
according to Shanahan and Lynch, they're not really even close to coming up with a timetable.
I get it. That was a nasty injury.
Marcus Robinson, they are awaiting the wide receiver. They're awaiting discipline, perhaps, on him. It's a league matter. He had a DUI in the offseason, so they got to wait to hear what's going on with him. Juwan Jennings has reported, and they expect him to practice. And John Lynch reiterated that he loves Juwan Jennings and pretty much stayed away, though, of how they're going to handle the situation of him wanting to be traded or want more money. And then Ricky Pearsall is on the PUP list, but they don't anticipate he'll be on the PUP list for too long a period of time.
Right.
So those are four things 49er related. And like I said, when we get that sound, we'll spin into the Niners. And here you go. Oh, and by the way, before we get back to the Giants,
take your time.
There's a new name there's a new name out there for the Warriors that they might be interested in, and you know, any new name Guru's gonna, I guarantee you're gonna be like, I like it.
Well, here recently I haven't said that, but go ahead.
The Warriors are interested in sniffing around Malcolm Brogdon. Brogdon.
Yeah. We got a jersey for him. We kind of had talked about that about a month ago.
He's apparently healthy, which is part of his issue. He played 24 games last year.
How old is he now?
He's 32. I'm sorry. He played 24 games last year, 39 the year before, and 67 the year before that with Boston when he was the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
He was the sixth man of the year in 22-23.
We got bigger fish to fry first.
What do you mean?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Malcolm Brogdon's better than Jonathan Kuminga.
But my point is you can't do anything because that's holding you up.
He's better than Kuminga.
Used to be.
He still might be. If he can throw a pass, then he's more, he's got more dimensions than, I'm not going to do that. I'm just messing around. We don't have any news on Kuminga. No news is good news.
Now, depending on what you want. I want him back. You kind of want him, you know, in a fresh start. We'll see.
Yeah, but I want to make it clear. I don't have a strong opinion.
No, you've already said it.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you said you don't want him back because
I don't care.
He don't fit.
Yeah, but no. That's a mischaracterization.
No!
That's a mischaracter.
You want to help us out?
Well, I don't care if he's here or not. I'll judge the Warriors when they start playing next year. If Kuminga's on the team, I'll assess him along with the team. If he's not on the team,
shock you more? Here or stay or go?
Now it'd be stay.
See, that every day that goes by, I think he's staying.
Yeah. 415 says on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injuries Attorneys text line, LOL, the Warriors are aiming to be the least athletic team in NBA history if they add Brogdon. He's a little like Andre Miller.
You and Evan, you need to do it real quick. Ask me what I did last night after the Giant game.
What'd you do, Goo?
Thank you.
Turned on YouTube, and it popped up for me, and I watched it in its entirety. Game 4, NBA Finals, Boston Warriors. Warriors down 2-1, 1-2, and Jordan Poole was amazing. Wiggins had fire, and Curry was Curry.
Was Steph Curry's game.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. Boston blew it. They came back, but man, just we had athletes.
Did Boston blow it or did Curry seize it?
Well, both.
Both. Yeah. Curry's the greatest in the Celtics.
I mean, you lose that game, which you look like you were about to. You're down 3-1. Night-night. And they didn't.
Yep.
Damn!
That was 3 years ago. That's actually more than 3 years ago.
Story of my life, man. I just love watching old stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Giants have
somebody said I look hungover. Let's ride in the YouTube chat. Look at me.
Goo looks hungover.
I think I look fine.
No. Haircut looks good.
Well, there's I got some luggage under the eyes. I don't see bags.
Well, you're almost... You know, it's your Friday.
It is.
Play the fits. What is going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? You're in vacation mode.
But what did Evans dig mean?
It means you're...
That has nothing to do with hungover. I don't see any bags.
Let me see. Nah, just a few little ones. Just a couple carry-ons.
Oh, man.
Where are you going on vacation? Do you mind me? I didn't check with you first.
L.A., and the reason we're going is my daughter's getting ready to go back. The son's getting ready to go back. He just finished an internship in Merrill Lynch, and he got hooked up with a big one in L.A. for next summer, and they want the interview now. So I had the time off, so we'll just get in the car. We're renting a car and drive down there as a family and enjoy it, and then they'll be gone. I'll be like you, empty.
You're going to be a mess.
I don't like it, man.
I hear you. It's
no, seriously, it Evan stinks. Has no idea what we're talking about. Well, his parents do, but I'm telling you, Stoney.
I'm not making fun of you there.
And then you get all this news about, and you think about your mortality, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy. All the other ones we don't know that passed, just enjoy yourself and your family, man. Like we did at the reunion Saturday without you.
Yeah, I read the Malcolm Jamal Warner story, and he was swimming in the ocean, and apparently just boom, a current takes him out. And
just, wow, a current.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with king tides.
I'm upset.
Why?
I felt like that was a joke.
What was?
Evan.
No, like, they're called king tides.
Oh, okay.
They're massive tides that come in, and they're kind of hard to tell when you're in the water.
No, I got you.
They're very strong.
Bad.
You said something about clearing your name.
Because I'm not Darkwoman, not Aquaman. But listen.
Or she said something like, you owe me something.
Yeah, no.
Or...
Shasky did it, so I'm just coming at him right now. Mm. Mark Willard, congratulations to you and the lovely Christy. I was asked, and we talked about it, to officiate their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that moved me. And I went home, Evan, thought about it. You guys were there on site when it happened, the proposal. And I didn't want to mess anything up. That's all. So the people coming for me, as if I stood them up, I explained thoroughly. That was big to me. And I didn't want to blow it. So just quit coming for me, Evan. I love Mark. That's my guy. I watched the Super Bowl at his house with you a couple years ago. But just lay off. I didn't. I was honest and told them. And I'm still moving and always will be. But don't come for me, man.
Why?
I was nervous. I didn't want to. That was too much pressure.
It's interesting.
Call me Birdsong of the official. You know, like, I was nervous, Donnie.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Lay off.
But, I mean, I get you were nervous. I'd have been nervous, too.
Would you have done it if you were me?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Now, when I asked you what was going on with me, you were like, whoa, that's heavy. You never once said you would do it. We talked about
it. Had I been asked, which I never would have. What do you mean?
We talked at the cafe. I was like, hey, you know, because it was a big... But now
I said you should do it.
Back to the Giants.
No.
I'm really upset with you now. Had you said that, I would have went and did it. You were just like, goo, that's heavy.
It is heavy.
Make up that's your own mind. But you never once said I would have did it.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I didn't think you weren't going to do it.
Dude, I didn't feel like this is me, part two.
I didn't feel like you had, I didn't feel like you were going to say no. And I was shocked.
I am shocked that this is coming out. Wow. I mean, we need to have a show meeting after the show. We will.
You know, listen, basically your insecurity trumped Willard's happiness.
Or what about my familiarity with his family and friends that if I messed up, they were like, who's this?
That's what really was at me. How would you have messed up? You can kiss the bride, Willard. That's all you got to do.
Why didn't you say this when I was talking to you?
Because quite frankly, now I'm blown away that you said no.
Oh my gosh. Evan, I'm hot. Dude, you are. Just say this is a bit.
We don't use that word.
Oh, we did the other Friday.
We've been using it too much.
Yeah.
I
let the show go. Guru Appreciation Day. That was a great bit. That hurt. Wow. She'll remain nameless.
Hey, there was a... Okay. Help me here.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole Giants game?
Is water wet?
Okay. So there were two plays last night. One, the play where... Oh, who was pitching for the Giants? It was
Gage.
Gage. And
I already know. Evan and I talked about it. I know where you're going, I think.
So the ball that flies to center field and Ramos is over there, but shouldn't have been. And then it just drops in front of Jung-Hoo Lee. And Fleming, Dave was like, you know, it's a double. They gave the guy a double on it.
Okay.
Fleming was like, that's just not right. That's so unfair to the pitcher.
He gets a routine
fly ball.
Okay, right.
But it's like, okay, who do you give the error to? I guess you'd have to give it to Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, he's the captain of the outfield. Talk.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and the play last night where, was it Adames who hit the line drive? Adames hits a line drive. Yeah, it was a line drive, but it was right to him, to Profar. Apparently he loses it in the lights and he curls up in the fetal position and Adames gets a double.
But he physically never touched the ball.
Neither of them did. Neither of them did.
But I feel like the lights is a better excuse of that was a hit. You didn't see it.
It's the same exact thing.
Not to the official scores.
No, it was. Profar didn't get an error. That's my point.
But he shouldn't have is what I'm saying to you.
Right, neither of them got it. So the call is made consistently, is what I'm saying. Like, he wanted an error, I think, on Jung-Hoo Lee. Well, they never give an error to Profar.
But there was no, that was just miscommunication. That's why that should have been an error.
No chance.
On
How do you pick? How do you pick?
Because there was no Mother Nature involved.
It wasn't an error.
It was a routine pop-up. This is the major league.
Evan.
Your center fielder needs to call for the ball. That's an error. It should have been an error on Lee.
Well, they're both. I agree. They're both terrible plays, but you can't give them an error because you're assuming that one was like you can't make the choice.
I guess what I'm saying is I feel better.
Like they both deserve an error.
I agree. Get one. Profar too. Right?
Even when you lose it in the light of the stadium.
Yes. You know what? You're a terrible outfielder like Ramos. He should pretend to do that. Just pretend to lose it in the lights and you won't get an error.
Unless they make contact with the ball, though, you can't assume that a player is going to catch it. It's like it's some official scoring BS, but...
Yeah.
But the way I always thought of it, and it doesn't work every time, is like, if the fielder never touches the ball, it's very seldom an error.
Right. Like Ramos, when he overran that one in that's a hit. That's an error in Toronto where he missed, looked like Bad News Bears, came up on the ball. Oh, it's over here. Yeah, the hitter got a double or whatever it was, but that's an error. But I get it.
I do think they're too...
But then there's a play like, remember in the last home series against the Phillies where there's a ball hit straight up in the right, shallow right.
Okay.
The wind takes it. And Bryson Stott has no idea where to go. Ball drops. You can't give him an error for that.
That I get, E.
Yeah, but it's the same principle, basically.
Was it, which was the game? Was it last night that started out with a fly ball to left field that was lost? And the Giants got a run right off the bat in the first inning, right? Was that last night or was that against...
Yeah, I don't think... was that last night?
There was something fluky about the way the Giants got their run.
Last night they got a run because Chapman hit a ground ball down the third baseline. It was a tough play and the guy couldn't get to it.
Maybe Sanchez. I'm thinking from a couple days ago.
And the play of the game was Casey Schmidt. You know what I'm talking about? Gage threw it wild. Ball was hit right out in front of the mound. Gage gets it, throws wildly to first. He's backing up first and guns the runner out at second. That's Giant baseball.
What am I thinking of? Jung-Hoo Lee flies out to center. Ramos walks. Devers singles on a ground ball.
I can bring it up.
Generally, if you find yourself thinking a player should make that play, it's probably a hit. Especially in Atlanta, too. Like, they're not going to ding their guy.
408 says you can definitely get an error without touching the ball, and they usually sign it to the player who's closest. This is
What about Chapman where that ball took a bad hop? Like, that's not an error. You looked at me. That's not an error.
That's not an error.
It's not even close to an error.
All right.
However.
Okay, where are you going?
I don't like the way he kind of,
it tricked him.
Looked casual. Yeah. Looked a little casual. I got it. Hey, Evan, I know. It had topspin, and then boom, it's like a Bjorn Borg rally, and it skips over his glove. I don't know. You know what? Chapman's such a great fielder that you're surprised
you give him the benefit
when he does
of the doubt.
It.
Yeah. Definitely not an error, though.
Jim Mole on the Botrygoshin's work injury attorney's text line says, stop disparaging the Bad News Bears by comparing
Shout
them
out
to the
Kelly.
Giants.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you. 209. It was two games ago. The outfielder flinched in left field, and they got a runner at second right off the bat, and then they scored a run. I think it was, thanks for the help, guys. Appreciate it.
So that would have been Toronto.
Yes. Yes. It was Toronto. Sunday. No, Saturday.
You seem like you're on top of it.
My man.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mouse. I'm clearly more on top of it than you, and I'll tell you what, I'll find the play.
I wasn't the one who brought it up.
We didn't say. We know the play happened. Don't even, Stein, we got you, baby.
Sonny, that's like saying, hey, you remember that play in the second quarter from two nights ago that was a guy might have, do you remember? No, I don't remember.
It was a routine fly ball to left field against the Blue Jays. The guy lost it somehow.
Yeah.
It bounced.
Double.
He ended up with a double, and the next hitter drove him in, and they were up 1-0 like 3 seconds into the game. I believe it was Saturday.
That was a web game.
Yeah, so you're on top of it, like I said.
My man.
Hey, Evan.
You and him get a fight? Just give
I've
me one.
I've never been in a fight in my life.
No, just on air. Give me one fight.
No. Evan, no. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.